Dear Diary, today was a great day. I finally got my first university acceptance letter. Mum was super happy too, of course. At first I was hesitant because it was actually from a place I hadn't applied to. But then I got an email from my school and apparently my advisor submitted me as a candidate for this awesome new experimental college, one that only accepts like 10 people. At first I was a bit miffed that he did this without asking me first, but honestly, that all went away when I opened the acceptance letter. They're offering a complete free ride. Mum wouldn't have to pay a penny. And I'd be studying under some really incredible people. There's biology, chemistry, engineering, computers, film, sound design. All of it taught by masters of their fields. Well, you know me and my unquenchable thirst for knowledge. And anyway, even if that wasn't the case, Mum isn't exactly in a place where taking on a lot of debt is a great idea. Being a single mum is hard. So it wasn't my first choice, and I'm not totally sure why they chose me over anyone else with solid grades. But it's definitely too good an opportunity to pass up. I'll be honest, I'm actually quite excited. Plus, when we opened the envelope, there was like this really pleasant smell. There was a note inside. Apparently, the chemistry teacher whips up a unique fragrance for each accepted student. And they're also designed to help calm down the nerves we all get when opening uni acceptance letters. It's just such an awesome little quirk of personality that made the whole school seem much more exciting and enticing. I gave it to my mum to smell too. It really calmed us down quick, I think. And a good thing too, because, like the acceptance letter said, I need a relaxed and empty mind to make good decisions. And if I hadn't, I would never get to go to the college of my dreams. Seriously, I think this will be a great experience for me. Dear Diary, sorry I haven't written in so long. Things happen so quickly, it's hard to know where to start. Well, first of all, I've been on campus maybe a week now, and wow, this place doesn't mess around. Everything is top of the line. I can't imagine how expensive it would have been without a full ride. I went through orientation with the other students and it was actually kind of amazing. We're all girls here, as it turns out, but we were told not to worry about that, so we won't. Orientation was funny because the teachers are super nice, but also super strict. And the way they used visuals and sounds and stuff to accompany their lectures made me feel like my brain was just a sponge soaking up their words, their commands. There was no resistance, and that's good. Good girls listen to their superiors. Apparently, the food here is actually manufactured to help us with our daily living, which is awesome. Some of the teachers have applied their expertise, so the food and drink we consume helps us get in shape, keeps our stamina up, and releases chemicals in our brain that deal with any stress we might be feeling. My head always feels relaxed and empty and pliable afterwards. Oddly, I think I'm hornier too, and my breasts, my tits, might be bigger. But that has nothing to do with the food they're giving us. That would be silly. I'm a silly, dumb girl. Were girls always this hot? Dear Diary. So it's been about 3 weeks since my last entry, and I think I've really gotten into the rhythm of this place. The way the college works is that the students help the teachers with their personal projects. So it's kind of like being mentored rather than just being taught. I think my favourites are film analysis, chemistry, and fashion. Film analysis is so awesome. It's probably my top favourite. The professor sits one of us down to watch one of his films, and we're supposed to learn to focus on it, while another student eats out our pussy. Then at the end, we tell the professor what his film taught us about the true nature of women, as well as give feedback on how the other girl can improve her pussy eating skills. It's so much fun. My second favourite is probably chemistry class, because we get to test out so many strange formulas. There's some classics, of course, like enlarging or shrinking a girl's tits. But there's also some crazy stuff, like making a girl physically older for a limited time. And let me tell you, there are some damn sexy MILFs in this class's future. Then there's fashion. You might think it's weird to have a fashion class since good girls are... Good girls are always available and wet. Yes, master. Good girls are always available and wet. But there's actually a lot you can do without reducing the availability to your fuckholes. In fact, figuring out how to make ourselves available no matter what outfit we're wearing is a massive part of the curriculum. I'm going to be so prepared for the real world when I get out of here. Oh, fuck. Shit, I'm horny. Hold on. I've got to go find someone to fuck me. Dear Diary, I am so excited. This month, I finally won the Good Girl Award. It's an award given out to one girl a month here for being the best in the three main pillars of the Scrolls teachings. Obedience, proactive servitude, and depravity. Obviously, any educated female knows she must obey her superiors. I mean, that's good girl 101. But what gets you the credit is your excitement about obeying. You know, like, how well can you convey that you're not only content to exist for the pleasure of men, but that you actually crave the treatment they give you? I won because I kept a meticulous list of every order I obeyed without question this month. My count by the end was in the upper 500s. Plus, I showed absolutely no resistance to anything. My masters were very happy with how malleable I've become. Good girls are malleable. Good girls obey. Of course, to truly be a good girl, you can't just obey your superiors. You have to predict what they need and provide it before they need it. Oh, I've gotten so good at that. Coffee, blowjobs, massages, test subject, table, You name it, I've provided it, or been it. It's actually a lot of fun to provide so much pleasure to my masters. It's become second nature now. Or maybe first nature. I mean, it's my nature as a as a girl, as a toy. I am a toy. I am a slut. I am a fuck doll. I love being brainwashed. And finally, there's depravity. I think that's what really earned me the award this month. I used all the skills my professors have taught me to send my mum all sorts of stuff that's made her super, super suggestible and programmable when given her trigger word. Letters with a chemical scent on them, voicemails with subliminal programming, brainwashing videos, and so on. I even sent her some of the clothing I made in fashion class. I think what cinched it is when I showed my film professor a live feed of her naked, masturbating, and begging to come to the school to be brainwashed properly, rather than the poor substitute brainwashing she received from her empty-headed, dumb bitch daughter. She's booked in to arrive next semester. I'm so excited to teach her everything I've learned. Dear diary, I think this is my last entry. One of my professors saw me writing in you and wants you for himself. Good girls obey, so I'll be giving him this extensive catalogue of all my most personal thoughts tomorrow, as ordered. It's so exciting. I love being a good girl. But I've got you for one more night, so that means one last entry. Coming to this school changed my life, truly. I never understood what it meant to be born with a cunt before. Now I can't imagine going back. Not that I'd have a choice to. I don't have a choice. Choices are only for superiors. I am just a good girl. I'm just a toy. Please use me, Master. Can you imagine what my life would have looked like if I'd gone to one of those regular unis? Oh, what a horrible mistake that would have been. Oh, yes, sure, there's plenty of good cock and pussy at those places, but I'd have taken a huge risk that there wouldn't be anyone there willing to put me in my place and use my tight little whore body. Oh, hold on one sec. My professor's about to gum in my mouth as I write this. Oh, that's better. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I know there are some pretty depraved men out there, but I think the world needs more schools like this, so that they can have ways to put dumb bitches like me in their place without having to wade through loads of red tape. Luckily, there are some expansion plans being made. I'm so excited to do my part in helping to make that happen. I think another professor wants to use me as a test subject. Gotta go. I love being a good girl.